7:17 a.m. We are delighted to welcome to our newsmaker line our good friend, Nashvillian, recent Nashvillian, Tommy Lahren with Fox News and Fox Nation. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning. And, you know, I've almost been here 2 years now, so I really feel acclimated to Tennessee. I left California almost 2 years ago, and I would never, ever go back.
Well, the big question for you, since you've been here for 2 years, Tommy, I think people will be interested in finding out the answer to this. At least, you know, the new 5th Congressional District in Tennessee, the filing deadline's April 7th. It includes, now it's a very winnable Republican district with Davidson County, Murray County, Williamson County, Wilson County, Marshall, and Lewis County, comprising what used to be just primarily Davidson County. So you've been here almost 2 years. 20 other people have run. Three people who I don't think have been here nearly as long as you have announced their candidacy. Will you definitively tell us now before the filing deadline whether or not you, Tommy Lahren, will run for Congress in Tennessee's 5th Congressional District?
You know, I'm very flattered, but I have to spend a little bit more time. I got to get to know a lot more folks here. And also, you know, my goal, though, beyond all that, is I still got to get rid of this mayor here in Nashville. I still got to get rid of Mayor Chicken Cooper. So that is, you know, my first goal. And maybe someday we'll look at another option. But I'm just happy to be here. And I'm happy to make sure that we don't California our Tennessee.
That is a great answer. And Crom Carmichael's in studio. He has a question for you.
Tommy, you've moved here from from California. And as you know, I'm sure by now that y'all is a term that you use when you're talking to one person. Do you know what the what you use if you're talking to a lot of people? The plural of y'all.
The plural of
y'all is what?
You know, I would still say y'all, but I'm from South Dakota, so we would just say y'all anyway. But you got to tell me because I need to know this now.
It's all y'all.
All y'all.
All y'all. Okay.
You know what? That's great. I've used that, and I will now proudly use it every time.
There we
all
go.
Y'all. Hey, Tommy, you have really been lighting it up at Fox News and at Fox Nation. You had a really interesting commentary the other day about the pending alliance between China and Russia. What are your thoughts on that, given the terrible Ukraine invasion by Russia and the fecklessness of the Biden maladministration to handling that?
Well, listen, we have failed to hold all of our enemies accountable, but namely China. If you think about what they've been able to get away with coronavirus and how they were able to really destroy, not only take lives, but destroy lives for so many for now, you know, going on over 2 years. So it's really no wonder that they're going to continue to flex their muscles and now possibly team up with Russia. I mean, we've emboldened all of our enemies. We've emboldened all of our enemies of freedom. So it's no wonder. But, you know, again, I'll say this. There's so much going on in the world right now, and everybody is glued to the television following everything going on in Ukraine, which is understandable. But I like to remind folks, listen, there is no way that we can protect and babysit the world if we're not willing to protect our own nation. And right now, we have an invasion at our southern border, a major incursion, if you will, that folks are not paying enough attention to. We have to put America and Americans first. Not doing so is our biggest national security threat.
You've been down to the border yourself. What's the last time you went down there, and how bad has it gotten?
Listen, I was there a little less than a year ago, and I'm hoping to go back down. But I'll tell you, most folks don't know what's about to happen, but the Title 42 policies are set to expire at the end of March, which means there is going to be hundreds of thousands of people ready to waltz on in because they know that once they lift a lot of those COVID restrictions, now the unaccompanied children are able to come over, have very little processing, and are really able to just waltz right into our nation. It's about to get even worse. And it's not just people from Central America that are going to be coming in. It's going to be the world's people. And some of these people might be great, decent people who just want to work hard, but some of these people might be our enemies, and we're going to allow them all just to come into our nation. And it's unacceptable that we can't run our nation that way.
Yeah. What would you advise a Republican Congress, which we're likely to have in the House when they convene after the midterm elections, in January of 2023. What would you advise them to do to secure our southern borders, given the fact that we've got a president, Biden, a vice president, Harris, and a secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, who seem to be bent on violating our immigration laws?
Right. Well, I believe that there's a reason for that. I believe that they want to bring as many illegal immigrants into the country as possible and then give them amnesty and voting rights because they can't win with the American people. So I believe that they're going to import their voters. And if you look at what's going on in Congress and what they are already trying to pass with their, you know, deceptively titled voting rights bills and acts, I think the writing is on the wall. But I'll tell you what I would tell Republicans or any America First candidate would be, first of all, we need to finish the wall. There are pieces of the wall that I've seen firsthand that are laying there rusting because the Biden administration, for nothing more than social media points, decided to halt construction of the wall that has already been financed and paid for by the American taxpayer. So that's first and foremost. We need to have a physical barrier. But beyond that, remain in Mexico cannot just be something that we whisper about or talk about bringing back or talk about enforcing. It has to happen. Remain in Mexico with a huge deterrent. And it needs to be put in place and strengthened, and it needs to be the law of the land and the policy. But even beyond that, zero tolerance is what the Trump administration had at our border. And President Trump took a lot of guff for that. But at the end of the day, what zero tolerance does not only protects our nation, but it protects those individuals that are coming over being trafficked, the ones that are vulnerable. It prevents them from being used and abused. So Republicans need to get strong about this. No more just talking about it. We need to have border security, and that right along with it comes election integrity. Those two things are intertwined, and we need them from anybody who calls himself a Republican.
Tommy Crom Carmichael has a question for you.
Tommy, is the governor of Texas, I know that a few months ago he announced that that Texas had funded the border wall or building the rest of the border wall on the state on the border of Texas. Is that happening?
You know, there's a lot of projects going on that the state leaders are taking in their own hands, which is great. And there are pieces that are being put up. But you know, specifically when I was in Arizona, that's where I saw a lot of the wall that was laying there in the Nogales region. So Texas, it's great if they have the initiative. There's a lot of governors that are stepping up for those measures. But unless it becomes the law of the land and a federal policy, we're not going to see a lot of changes. And, you know, you can build the wall, but it can't just be the wall. It has to be the policies that go right along with it. And the person in the White House and the folks in Congress need to be the ones to take a lot of the lead on that.
You know, Tommy, you're talking now as a Nashville resident now. One of your main focuses is to replace Jim Cooper, the current. What was your name for him? Chicken Cooper? Is that what you call him?
Yeah.
John Cooper, Mayor John Cooper. Thank you. I stand corrected. John Cooper. They're brothers. Jim.
They're both bad. We can get rid of both Coopers, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, we're in process. One's already self-selected his way out. I don't know. You're a sports fan. You looked at the Tennessee Titans situation there. Now, the Mayor Cooper has first said, well, we're not going to have any taxpayer funding for this. The stadium is owned by Metro Nashville government, and there's a lease with the Titans. And then we did a story where it was pretty clear he was kind of equivocating on that. Meanwhile, the schools are just a disaster. What's your take on all that, Tommy?
1 minute.
Listen, I think it's really easy for mayors to want to get wins and to have a feather in their cap, but we have to be putting Nashville first in a lot of this. And you're right about education, but you know, beyond that as well. Look at our roads. Look at how bad they are. Look at some of our infrastructure. You know, Nashville's growing so much. We have to be able to handle the population surge that we're going to have from all of these Californians and New Yorkers and all these blue state people that are flooding in. We're going to need to have the infrastructure to be able to handle that. So I think that should be a huge priority for us. But beyond that, if you guys have looked around, our homeless crisis is getting worse. And it reminds me a lot of what I saw in California. And it's really, really, to me, a red flag and something that needs to be paid attention to, especially as things start getting more expensive. We're going to see a worse homeless crisis, and we're going to see more people in that situation. So there's a lot of priorities. I love sports. I love the Titans. I wish Nashville would get a baseball team, to be honest with you, a major league team. But there's just so much that we need to make sure that we keep strong and steadfast here. So like I said before, make sure we're not California or Tennessee.
Tommy Lahren with Fox News and Fox Nation. Thanks so much for joining us. As always, a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right. We'll be back with more on the Tennessee Star Report after this. He's Crom Carmichael. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.